Bill spoke on Friday about the crucifixion, and today we celebrate the culmination of Jesus' ministry with his resurrection, which fulfilled the scriptures, conquered the darkness and forgave sins and gave us the hope of eternal life. When I realised that I was down to do the talk for today, I was a little bit sort of nervous. I mean, it's the biggest event of the year in Christianity and in churches, in my view. And obviously, I wanted to kind of make what I said today sort of pertinent for what is going on around the world at the moment. And obviously, the list of prayers every Sunday seems to get a lot longer for things that we need to pray for. Situations around the world, we're sort of bombarded with doom and gloom when we turn on the news and open a newspaper, you know, from threats of global war to environmental Armageddon. And it can be, I think, for a lot of us, it can be very difficult to be hopeful in those situations. I mean, it's difficult when you see it to think, how is this ever going to end? How is this going to get better? But today, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, we need to hold on to that amazing hope that Jesus gave us by his death and resurrection. And we just sort of sang those in that song we just had about light overcoming the darkness. When the churches that I went to as a child were on Maundy Thursday, after the Mass on Maundy Thursday, everything was stripped. Any adornments were covered. There were no flowers. It was dark. And then when you got to Easter Sunday, everything was back, and the flowers, and they'd have huge bunches of flowers. But when I was about 16, the school I was at was connected to an abbey, and we went for the Easter retreat. And the first service of Easter Sunday is at midnight, is the Easter Vigil. And the church, huge grey abbey church, is in pitch black. And as the procession came in, we were all holding candles, and they started to light them from the back as the procession went up. And by the time they got to the altar, the whole church was just full of candlelight. You know, it had gone from being a place of just darkness to being full of light. And when I was thinking about what to talk about today, that image came to me, because on Good Friday, when Jesus died, there was an eclipse. The world was in darkness. The hope that the disciples had through the 3 years of Jesus' teaching suddenly seemed to go out to the world. And on that morning, when Jesus rose again, the light re-entered the world. When I was talking about doing this talk, I can't remember whether it was Jack or Thomas, jokingly said to me, talk about Christmas. And amusingly, I'm going to. Because in John, the opening chapter of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. So John isn't just talking there about the birth of Jesus. He's also referencing what was going to come, in that the light was going to re-enter the world on Easter Sunday. Well, on that first Easter Sunday with the resurrection. Jesus is the light, but it's through his death and his crucifixion and the resurrection that we see that victory for the light. You know, as we sang about it, if he hadn't, and John mentioned it earlier, if Jesus hadn't rose again, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be doing this. We'd be mowing the grass or something else. But it's by that light re-entering the world, it's by that darkness being conquered through the resurrection, that we have the hope that we need to deal with what is quite a dark world. You know, it is no coincidence that there was an eclipse when Jesus died, that the imagery from that story on Good Friday where it's plunged into darkness. you know, it really hammers home that without Jesus there is only darkness. You know, the apostles who sort of 12 hours earlier were saying how they were going to stick with Jesus around the table at the Last Supper, suddenly it happens and they can't. And then on that Sunday morning when the women go to the tomb, as Duncan read, the angels sat in the tomb say, you know, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's risen. There's light. You know, the description of the angel sat there is there's this radiant light. And they remind them, and it suddenly comes back to them. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Somehow they'd forgotten this. And in that bleakness of Good Friday, the apostles forgot the promises that Jesus had made. And I think today it can be hard for us, even though we know what the culmination of the story is, for us to completely appreciate what Easter means for us. In the bleakness that we see around us and the doom we're bombarded with on the news, we can lose sight of that hope that Jesus gave us, that light that conquered the darkness. We're going to sing in a minute, O Happy Day, which I think is probably a good counterpoint to what I'm sort of talking about. But I just wanted to really try and emphasize that today we are celebrating the light of the world and the power that that has in our lives. You know, we may not be able to always see it in other places, but it can be a huge thing for us. So as we finish and go out for the rest of the day and have our celebrations with family, let's remember and hold on to that hope. You know, it seemed lost 2,000 years ago to the apostles, but as Jesus rose again on that first Easter Sunday, light re-entered the world, and the power of that light is still around today and is still there for us today. So as I finish, let's pray. By your resurrection, light re-entered the world and hope was restored. I pray that we can actively live in that hope, being beacons for your light in a dark world. He is risen. Alleluia.